I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. No one likes being the last one to board a plane, but depending on the airline, there are ways to get around the problem. American Airlines has started testing out a priority boarding system for passengers who don't have any carry-on bags. The idea is if you don't have any carry-ons, you'll board quickly and make the process a lot smoother for everybody else. Frontier offers what they call express boarding to those who don't need any overhead space. If you pay with an airline-branded credit card, you usually get access to priority boarding, even priority screening. But just be aware that these cards usually charge a substantial annual fee, and they only really make sense if you're loyal to that airline. With Southwest, you can pay $40 at the airport to snag one of the first 15 boarding spots. And if you have small kids, most airlines still allow pre-boarding, but maybe not for long. United Airlines phased it out not long ago, and other airlines may follow suit to make way for those who are paying for the privilege. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.